Palestinian lawmakers dealt a blow to Yasser Arafat's emergency government today. They refused to hold a vote of confidence in the temporary cabinet headed by Prime Minister Ahmed Correa. Also today, a Palestinian suicide bomber injured three people at an army post near the city of Tulkarm. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on the day in the Middle East.
Today's gathering of the Palestinian Legislative Council at Yasser Arafat's Ramallah compound was intended to calm the dissension over Arafat's eight-man temporary cabinet, and Arafat's scheduled speech may have been in part aimed at allaying lingering concerns about his health. But as lawmakers, journalists, and onlookers waited, Arafat's appearance was put off again and again until the lawmakers gave up and agreed to come back Saturday. Several members said the legislature is deeply divided on a number of fronts. Some believe the emergency cabinet is illegal. Others think the vote of confidence is meaningless. Cabinet member Saeb Erekat tried to portray the strains within the Legislative Council as a sign of a healthy democratic debate.
I hope that this will be seen as part of Palestinian natural democracy. As a minister in this cabinet, I insist that this cabinet should come to the council, the representative of the Palestinian people, and I want to perform my duties.
But power and who has how much of it were dominant issues as well. One official said Prime Minister Ahmed Correa was upset to the point of threatening to resign over Arafat's desire to sack the proposed interior minister, who would control some of the Palestinian security forces. Opposition lawmaker Abdel Jawad Saleh was one of the few willing to state openly that the crisis in the Palestinian Authority is largely due to Arafat's refusal to share power.
The crisis is there as long as Arafat doesn't want a second man, you know, to have all the power in his hands. This is the main problem.
The power struggle comes as Palestinians anxiously wait for news of their ailing leader's health and continue their daily struggle to live amid very tight closures and travel restrictions imposed by the Israeli army. Several cities remained under curfew today, and Palestinians say economic activity is being strangled. Israelis say the measures are designed to prevent suicide bombers from carrying out their deadly missions. And today, a Palestinian teenager did detonate a bomb, killing himself at an army post where Palestinians near the West Bank city of Tulkarm go to get travel permits. Two Israeli soldiers and one Palestinian were injured in the blast. Palestinian lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi says for ordinary Palestinians, the ups and downs of their leadership seem like a distant echo.
The average Palestinian is losing patience with all sorts of power games and power struggles and push and pull. Palestinians want a credible government that will safeguard their lives, their property, and their rights.
Ashrawi called this a deep crisis for Palestinians, and reform advocate Mustafa Barghouti adds that it won't ease until the international community pressures Israel and Arafat to allow free and fair elections in the occupied territories.
But to be honest with you, without free democratic elections, there is no end and no solution to this crisis. More than that, Israel will never have a partner, even if there would be negotiations.
At the moment, Israeli officials have no desire to negotiate with the Palestinians, and officials say if they did, under the current circumstances, they wouldn't know where to start. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.